All right, folks. You got about 17 minutes to ask an NFL legend anything you want. The weirder, the better. That's what B-Mitch always tells me during the break. He's too shy to say that himself, but I'm just telling you how he feels. John, don't worry about it. John is in Bowie.
What up, John?
Johnny, ask away.
B-Mitch, can you please explain to me the new NFL kickoff rule?
What do you want? What exactly do you want to know?
I don't get it. They all of a sudden change the rule and they don't review it. So I see these people line up. There's this box. I don't.
All right. So the landing zone is from the 20-yard line to the goal line. Balls that land in that area and probably go through the end zone, they go to the 30-yard line. If they don't land in that zone, the landing zone, they come out to the 40. Okay. If you kick it and you try to return it, you get it wherever you're going to get it, ball. You know what I mean? If you fair catch it in the landing zone, you get it on the 30. But you can't move until the coverage team and the receiving team cannot move until the ball is caught by the returner.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Take care, John.
Well, as a returner, what would you do as a strategy? What do you think is a good strategy?
I think if you look at the success, the ones having the biggest returns are running backs, because right now it's so crowded it looks more like a running or offense-defense play. And the running backs know how to hit the hole and set up the blocks a lot better. I would have a field day. I would love it, to be honest with you.
I think you would love it. Thank you, John.
I mean, none of them have no momentum. You running full speed.
Right.
I would love that.
Pat is in Spotsylvania. What up, Pat?
What up, Pat?
Hey, guys. What a great time of year it is when the Commanders are 3-1, huh? You don't say that very often, right?
It's been a while.
So, two quick questions for you, B-Mitch. One is, besides Jaden Daniels, who would be the MVP of the team so far, besides him? And then two, if there is any way we don't end up being successful, let's say we crash and burn for some reason, I hope not. I'm skeptical still, but we've been successful. But what would be the only reason we crash and burn from here on out besides injury, if that makes sense?
I was going to say injuries, but you just took out my exact answer. The only other reason, guys just get a little complacent and lax and stop working and start getting a lot of penalties and making stupid mistakes out there. Start believing the hype. Yeah. Start reading the press clippings.
Injuries.
Do you think turnovers could be? Because we won the turnover battle pretty much the entire season. That's something I think Ron wishes he did better.
But that always gives you a chance to win. If you don't turn it over, you got a chance to win.
Thank you, Pat.
And then,
oh, you got one more?
Oh, go ahead. Only question is, who's the MVP besides Jaden this year?
MVP besides Jaden.
I'll let you think, because I had to answer this.
I go with Austin.
He missed a game. He's missed 25% of the games.
I don't care what he missed. While he was on the field, he was as good as anybody out there but Jaden.
For me, I got asked that on All Ears on Wednesday night. And my answer, I don't know that you could do this, but I just said the O-line. They're playing fantastic. And if I had to pick one dude, it'd be Biadasz. He has changed the tone on that O-line completely.
Yes, but I'm going to tell you, man.
Who's that third rounder that we got that's pretty good, too? I can't remember his name. Coleman?
Yeah. But every time you needed a play, Austin seems to make one.
Except last week when he didn't play and they put up 42.
Yeah, he didn't play. Still, they put up 42. Cool.
Eckler's been great. But I'm not knocking
Eckler. At 100-yarder, they called it back, although the penalty was way behind him.
Yeah.
He's at a 62-yarder.
He's been great.
He's been great. So, play. You don't have to play every game to get MVP.
Having
Lamar
Eckler,
did that last year.
I agree with you. Yes, Jeff. It's my understanding you need to say something.
Yeah, so this guy, Henry in Northeast, he called the show at 10:45 for Ags B-Mitch anything.
Shout out to Henry. Early bird gets the word.
I'm getting it in.
Yeah, he said because he can't really be on the phone when he at work. So he said.
Does he work for the CIA?
I don't know, JP.
Don't tell JP because he'll show. Yeah. He will show exposure.
Henry is the undercover cop. So he said.
Oh, so you're working with undercover cops, Jeff.
No. He said, should we call Jaden Little Pocket as a shout out to Doug Williams? I never knew they called
Doug. I never knew they called Doug Pocket. Pocket.
Yeah, I never heard the name Pocket.
But I don't know if I want to call
I'm out no, on that entirely.
I don't want to call no dudes nothing about no pocket.
Okay.
Isn't that in prison you got to walk around carrying the other dude's pocket?
I never been in prison, AP. Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to call Jaden Daniels or five? JD or five. JD five, whatever. But not Lil Pocket.
Lil Pocket stuff.
That sounds like a rap name, though.
It does.
Lil Pocket.
No.
Or a go-go name.
I'll talk to you all off air. I'm not JP.
Yo, I'm the one vetoing Lil Pocket. I feel like I should get some credit for that.
Nah, because you're going to say something that's going to be worse than Lil Pocket in about 5 minutes.
We do have a celebrity here, Toby Altizer. I think, is Toby our Nationals insider for the B-Mitch and Finley program?
He does all kind of stuff for us.
Hello, Tobo. Did you
have
a question?
Whatever title he wants, he can have it. It's not going to change his status.
Lanville, we all just took a class, bro, and you're dropping these things in the thread? Look at what Lanville just texted us about Lil Pocket.
I'm erasing this whole text.
Yeah, thread. I'm about to leave again.
I'm erasing the whole text thread.
All right, Toby, get us back together here, buddy.
Yeah, I saw a picture. I think it was a picture. Maybe it was a video earlier this week. It got me thinking. B. Mitch, if you were wrestling Jeff, how quick before Jeff has to tap out?
The fact that Jeff always try to get me right before the show, but if he ever catch me when I'm just got a lot of time, he going to tap out as quick as he did the last time I made
him
tap out.
Hold on. Can we review this? Because that was a misleading picture. I actually won that.
So, how did you win it when you were in the headlock? I let you go to come back in the studio.
I was in a headlock because I had you off your feet dangling in the air.
But hey, I don't care.
That's why the video ain't get released.
Let me just say this.
If I got you around your neck,
you could throw me to the ground. Guess what's coming with me? Your damn neck. And I'm gonna break that son, bitch. I'll tell you straight up. So when I wrap these arms around your neck, I'm like a Doberman pinch. I'm not letting go, brother.
I believe him. That's why with Jeff, we walked in this morning early. So it's, you know, 10 of 10. And for whatever reason, Jeff decided it was time to harass B. And he kept poking him in Brian's giant head. And I said to Lamp,
you can't be trying to slip no little jokes in. Big ass head, but the ears are yours.
They call that color. Like when you're writing a story, you want to provide color to show the full context.
Okay.
But what? Did I do something wrong? But I legit. Like, B hadn't really, like, had his coffee yet. I wasn't sure how it was going to go. And I said to Lanville, I was like, I'm getting out of here. I think B might kick Jeff's ass. I thought there was a moment there where I thought it could really happen. Even Jeff bailed out.
But I was trying to just take this damn test, and Jeff is bothering me, so I just threw a bottle of black pepper at him.
Yep. There was just, like, that's life around here. You never know what the hell's going to happen, and occasionally you got to throw a bottle of black pepper. Speaking of never knowing what's about to happen, Commander Tequila's on the line. Hello, Commander.
How you guys doing, man?
We're great, doing buddy. Good. How you doing?
Hey, Sunday. Hey, B. Mitch, do you like tacos on a barbecue tailgate party?
Do I like tacos at a barbecue tailgate party? I like tacos. If they got some barbecue meat in it, I eat it.
All right, you're on if you come by.
Hey, man, I normally stay away from tailgate parties when I'm on my way into the studio in the stadium because I have to go do a show, and y'all be trying to, like, feed dudes extra drinks.
No, I ain't going to do that to you, man. I'm right up front of that gambling place, right up front of it where the handicap at.
The what place?
The helicopter pad?
You said a gambling place?
Maybe the sports book, the Fanatics joint?
Okay, well,
he ain't coming, Commander.
I'm not gonna promise you that I'll come. I'm not gonna say.
If you see a bear tent, I'm there.
What time you get there?
Did he say if you see a bear trap?
11 o'clock? Oh, I'm already
Chicago bear tent.
You say 11 o'clock?
Chicago bear tent?
Nine.
Okay,
Commander, you got a Chicago Bears tent for this tailgate?
Yeah, this guy next door to me, we parked each other. He had the tailgate. He's tailgate. We tailgate together. So I talk crap to him. He talks crap to me. Excuse my language. But
crap, not the crap's okay.
Commander, thank you as always for listening, buddy. We appreciate you. And Brian will definitely be at that tailgate, Chicago Bears tent, next to Fanatics. B will be there.
Hey, you too, man. All right?
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Yep, JP will be there.
Incorrect.
I will be inside.
of all the things, Commander Tequila tailgating with a Bears tent kind of threw me for a loop. that was a bit. Commander doesn't usually surprise me. I've come to expect a lot. I expect when Commander talks to us, there's a very, very wide variance of possibilities.
That's what happened.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting the Bears tent.
Why won't he wait to bring out the Bears tent during the Bears game?
You know what? What I've learned now, traveling and going around the country now and going to these stadiums, some people just love football so much, and they can't get to their team. So they go to any football game because you know what they do? They always pop highlights up on the what's coming. If they just see their highlight, because going through the Arizona stadium the other day, there were all types of teams tailgates, but it wasn't just Washington and the Cardinals. It was everything you can name.
All right, our guy Pick is on the line. Toothpick, what up, buddy?
Hey, what's good, JP? B. Mitch, listen, you were a running back in a bunch of talented rooms, right?
Yep.
And you always have that hot rookie, and sometimes you got to calm him down, right?
Yep.
Jeff has been putting out bangers. He even put one out for First String Podcast. How do you keep Jeff level-headed?
That doesn't happen.
That's impossible.
Jeff don't have level-headed in his
Jeff's
body.
Jeff's the opposite of Jaden Daniels, who's always level-headed.
Jeff is... Let me see. He is probably T.O., Ocho Cinco, Lawrence Taylor, and...
With a little bit of Ray Lewis.
Not Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
No, and Deion Sanders all in one. And I'm just talking about the way you act. I'm not talking about skill.
Landfill, how do you keep Jeff level-headed, buddy?
I mean, Jeff is the opposite of level-headed. Most days, he comes in here, he tries to fight, you know, at least two to three of us. And every day during the show, Jeff has this period of time, it's about 45 minutes, where he does something called sex aerobics.
Yep, and it's coming soon.
Why are you doing it that way?
With Jeff Walker, voiced by Adam Pohl.
Yeah, he's going to release a DVD, an 80s-style workout DVD.
Yep, you gotta loosen up them hips,
Pohl,
baby.
Doing the instruction.
Yep,
and right here,
and thrust.
You gotta use your hips
and thrust. That's my boy. Hey, we going up. Hey, Adam, if you hear me now, we about to break
ready.
The bank.
I was
boy.
Not ready to we think about to Adam Pohl.
If you do
sexual
that, and Adam does the voiceover, I'm leaving.
Yo, we just had to take this class. I just got my diploma for the training. And now Jeff's out here.
He didn't get his diploma.
Jeff's out here talking about sex aerobics starring Adam Pohl on the Fan. Holy moly, let's try to lock this thing back together.
Boy.
Vinny's in Seat Pleasant.
What up, Vinny?
Vinny?
How you doing, brother?
Woo! Y'all couldn't. Come on, Jeff. I don't even know if I can say what I wanted to say. I just got a question. It's not even a scenario thing. I just got a question for everybody, man. Are we ready to raise hell and take a man? Send these boys to the Super Bowl, man. Jeff, keep doing your thing, bro. But hey, fellas, thank y'all for always accepting me, man. Thank y'all for showing me love every time I get up on here. But man, come on, Jeff, man. I forgot completely what I was about to say, man.
Hey.
I'm gonna let y'all fellas go ahead and continue on what y'all going to
do. Hey man, I'm glad we can make you have a good day, bro. But if y'all see what Jeff doing in there, boy, I'm about to throw up.
You know, for all of our concerns that Landfill didn't want to be on the stream, I think the stream would get shut down for Jeff's constant worry.
I don't think many people would be upset.
Inside
the building of the stream.
Toby's not here all that often. Toby, you work on all the different shows. You're on 980 some, you're over here some, you do everything.
Sure.
How weird is our show, particularly Jeff?
10 out of 10, maybe 100 out of 10.
Toby, no, too, because when I'm with Toby on holidays, I'm doing the same thing for 3 hours.
Yeah, we all know.
We know.
That doesn't make it less weird.
It's not weird. It's healthy.
I don't know about that.
Kelly is in Waldorf. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just real quick, you guys are... you guys have a responsibility to the public. You have all of us wondering what sex aerobics is. And I'm trying to picture it. It's like, come on, fellas. I'm trying to go about my day.
Hey, man. This dude is standing up here with his arms straight out, rotating his hips.
You got to open up the hips. You got to open up the spine.
It's
open
all
up
in
your
the hips,
neck.
Baby. Hey, it's all in the hips.
Hey, Kelly. One, two,
three. Yeah.
It's five of us in here. He thinks nobody's caring about looking at him.
No, it's not about look. It's so y'all can open up y'all hips too to feel the.
Nah, we open our hips. Believe me.
The release.
I'm kind of picturing like an invisible hula hoop.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Really well right, done,
okay,
Kelly.
Cool.
Good call.
There you go.
Did you have a football question or just a sex aerobics question?
Well, that was the most important question. The second question is, would I be crazy if I benched Pat Mahomes for Sam Darnold on my fantasy team?
Yeah, you would be crazy because Pat Mahomes going to wake
remember,
up.
Remember, this is fantasy. This ain't real life.
But still, you would be crazy because at the end of the year, Pat Mahomes going to be better than Sam Darnold.
I don't know that you'd be crazy. I don't like the London game.
Are you talking about this week?
Just this week.
Who are they playing this week? Who
they play the Jets? The Vikings play the Jets in London.
Yeah, you would be crazy.
The Chiefs
they playing
play
the Jets,
Saints
and it's in London.
Home.
Everybody going to be off. Now, if Sam Darnold played great this week, Landfield got to wear a Sam Darnold jersey.
Is that so?
Okay. Yeah, I put that bet on him just now.
I like it. Who's going to get? You know what? If Sam Darnold balls out again this week, you and I will kick in to actually get a Sam Darnold jersey for Landfield.
Bam.
Or maybe a hat.
Yeah.
I don't think your mind is in
Sam
the wrong
Darnold
place,
Sam Darnold is the
Kelly.
Man. That's what he's going to have on the hat.
From a straight fantasy perspective, I understand the question. I am actually starting Sam Darnold this week because I have Jared Goff and he's on a bye.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So you're doing it because he's on a bye, but you wouldn't bench Pat Mahomes for Sam Darnold.
I didn't even bench Goff, who didn't get off to the hottest start for Sam Darnold. So, I don't know, man.
Try it out. Hey.
Thank you, Kelly.
Do whatever you feel like doing and make sure you blame yourself if it doesn't work.
Walt is in Florida and has a question. Walt, you do all right with that hurricane down there?
Out here helping folks right now. We were blessed, and thanks for asking, JP. Our community was really blessed. It kind of missed us. We're right on the bay, but it was the coast, the Gulf Coast, that really got hit bad. The Clearwater Beach is completely shut down.
My buddy's house in St. Pete, they're out of the house for like 6 months. They got to gut everything.
Yeah, my daughter's
they got like 5 inches of water.
They were cool. They were spared, too.
It was the worst down here, I think, probably in 30, 40 years, I guess.
That's crazy, man.
But, hey, we're safe, and I listen to you guys every day. B. Mitch, I was also on Family Feud the first season.
Oh, wow.
I've known – me and Steve has had some dealings, and he invited me and my family to practice with them in Atlanta before the season started because they had never practiced with real people. He had practiced with his staff and stuff. Uh-huh. So they paid us, you know, industry wages. We ate. We went out to dinner with him and his family. But yeah, we were on. We won. We lost on our fourth game. We were just tired, man. We got there like 7 a.m. They didn't feed us. Did they feed you, B. Mitch? Because they didn't even feed us. We got there at 7.
They had food in the green room, and then I ate breakfast before I left the hotel, though.
Well, we filmed it at Universal Studios, and we couldn't leave, but we snuck out. I had my little son. My little son was about 9 at the time, and I had him run out to get us some food. But
hey, Walt.
We didn't even go on.
Walt, I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to be the referee. Do you have a question for B. Mitch, or you just want to talk about the time you got
sure
to go on Family Feud?
I sure do. Hey, I call all the time, but I never get in, so I'm sorry about that.
All good.
Hey, I love you guys. Look, B. Mitch. I got two questions. One real quick. Does AI play any part in the draft process? If so, how much? And this is a crazy one.
I would say no.
Allen Iverson?
No, AI. No. No, I don't think that's no.
That's a hard no from B. B is anti-AI.
Okay. Okay. And you're going to give me a hard no on this, too, but I'm going to judge by how you say it. Does the team ever go out and just buy weed for the guys so they don't go out there buying it for themselves?
Hell no.
Thank you, Wolf.
It's going to be a hard no.
All right, we got one more call here.
That boy, wild.
that's a wild boy right there. We need to get a recording of Dre saying
that's
that so
wild
we can just
boy.
Play. Damon in Oxon Hill.
What up, D?
Damon, how are you? We love our Redskin board.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure piecing it together.
I'm doing all right, and thanks for taking my call, man. It's kind of hard to follow up that dude. Because, man, now I feel my question lame. Like, I mean, y'all talk about B-Miss drinking coffee all the time. Do you have a specific brand of coffee that you drink? And, like, do you ever stop at, like, a convenience store, 7-Eleven or Wawa, and get coffee?
I stop by and just get me a cup of black coffee.
Dude, I feel like you go to Starbucks, you go to all those places.
I go wherever's in my path, and I see it, I'm going to stop and get it.
Thank you, D. We got to run. When we come back, Eric Metcalf joins the program. All right, 1:30 on a Friday. You officially have B. Mitchell Finley's permission to pour yourself a cocktail. We recommend a vodka Red Bull on Fridays. Yes, vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV.
Yeah.
Joining us now, I'm really excited to talk to Eric Metcalf, a dude that was an absolute baller and one of my first ever fantasy teams. Went for a whole bunch of yards and touchdowns for the Atlanta Falcons. Eric, what up, man?
Not a thing.
Tim, you want your cut?
I do want my cut, but I'm glad you guys said, more importantly, I'm glad you guys said it's 1:30. Officially, you can get a drink. But it's 10:30 here, so I'm cool then.
Hey, as they say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right.
Eric, obviously, you played a long time for a number of teams, but you broke in with the Browns in the NFL and found some real success on some good Cleveland teams. What do you think of this Browns team? How much do you make a point of watching them?
Oh, I watch them every game, and during the home games, I fly back to every home game because I do a pregame, postgame show on a local channel there, and so I really have to pay attention to what's going on, both on the field and off the field. And this team right here, when I look at this team on paper, they have the makings of a team that can go deep into the playoffs. I mean, I don't know why they haven't figured it out in between the white lines, but they have stars on both sides of the ball at every level. And they just got to figure it out. And they just haven't done it thus far.
So, like right in this town, you know, Washington, you played here as well. The fans are kind of like in a slumber, where things are looking good, but they still think about what was going on for a long time, and they can't get past it. The Cleveland Browns fans, they didn't have a team, and they still were filling up the stadium. How are they reacting to what's going on with this Brown team with all of that talent?
Well, you know, when you talk about Cleveland Browns fans, you know, after watching them for years and years, to be a Cleveland Browns fan, you have to be loyal. Right? To go through everything that they have endured, you have to be loyal. So when you're in, you're in. And so, you know, it's hard for when I talk to Browns fans, it's hard for them to really understand because, you know, the fan in them says, we have a good team and this is going to be the year. But the pessimist in them always holds them back, like, oh, we're going to be the Browns. We're going to be the Browns. So when they see a team that went to the playoffs last year turn around and come back this year with basically the same players not compete so well in the first four games, it makes it really hard on them. So they go to the Debbie Downer side quickly.
I bet. I'm just seeing some news come out that Nick Chubb is officially ruled out for the Commanders game. Maybe he makes it back for week 6. That's good news for Washington. Eric, you know this Browns team inside and out. Obviously, you can follow Eric on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at EricMetcalf21. You're doing all these podcasts. You're doing all this Browns content. So much of it seems to me to hinge on what Deshaun Watson is or isn't. Is he the problem there? Is he playing better than people realize? Kind of, what is the deal with Deshaun?
I think he's playing better than what people realize. I mean, when you look at Deshaun from a fan perspective, or even some of the media, all they see is highlights or see stats. They're not seeing how the actual game is going. And so, you know, they say, oh, he has the lowest yards per completion in the league. Yeah, but that's how the plays are designed. What is he supposed to do?
right? He's been, he, we can say in Deshaun's case, he's been sacked more than anybody in the league this year, and he's had more drops than anybody in the league this year. And so for him to go out there and still compete, he's showing that he's a warrior. It just hasn't worked out. We haven't run offense that has given him a chance to throw for 300 yards primarily because that's not how the Browns are built, you know? On top of the fact that, once again, we haven't had Nick Chubb, of course. There's been no David Njoku. There's been 3 and 4 linemen out each game. So it makes it hard when you're a quarterback to go out there and perform to the best of your ability when you have all these things working against you. So yeah. I look at what he's doing, and he's playing good football. It's not the 300-yard game that fantasy football leagues want to see, but he's going out there and he's playing good enough football to win. You look at, he's had, I think, 3 interceptions this year. 2 of them were tipped off the wide receiver. That should have been caught balls. The 3rd one was tipped by Micah Parsons at the line of scrimmage. And so people have to look at the whole thing and not just look at the stats and what's going on.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes, like, the stuff he went through, people are going to get past that, and they're going to judge him off everything. But the ultimate thing, as you look at them this week coming into this game, and I know you've probably seen some of Jaden Daniels, how do you think that offense is going to match up with their defense?
Well, the Commanders have been on fire. I mean, you know, what Jaden has done with that offense and Cliff Kingsbury, I mean, it's like the perfect marriage. Right. You know, Cliff as an offensive coordinator calling those plays. He has Jaden, who's played that kind of that style of offense in college. They didn't have to really do much. They have all the guys who can go out there and perform in those situations. So they've been on fire. And people look at the fact that Jaden has thrown completing 80% of his passes throughout the first 4 games. What's more impressive is that they're running for 169 yards a game, right? Yeah. People because of the way the game is played today, people don't think about that. When you're 3rd in the league in rushing, the passing looks good, but we can always control the ball. And so that's what I think is going to make it harder on the Browns because this year and last year, the Browns defense hasn't traveled well. And so this is going to be a tough game going into Washington and playing against the offense that's on fire.
It sounds like you think Washington's winning. I don't know if you're – I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Hey, we'll just run with that.
So you got ties here in this area, huh, Eric?
Yes, I do. I went to high school there, so you know. And my dad finished with the Redskins, who are now the Commanders, as we all know. But, you know, I just like how Washington's playing and on both sides of the ball. And so, you know, the Browns just – they haven't come together. They you know, they didn't play much in preseason offensively, where the team really doesn't have an identity yet. And so while they're still trying to figure it out, I think this is a tough game for them on the road.
All right. Now that we've cleared up what's going to happen Sunday, I have perhaps a more personal question for you, Eric. We're trying to figure out, when you type in, so the website I go to all the time is Pro Football Reference, right? And you can just search football players that play in the NFL by their last name. But when you type in Metcalf, a whole bunch of people come up. Are you related to every Metcalf to have ever played in the NFL?
Hey, I'll say yes. If every Mitchell is related to every Mitchell, then every Mitchell.
Hey, I'll tell you this. When I was coming out of college and they said, do you have any relatives in the NFL? I damn sure wrote Lionel Mitchell, Bobby Mitchell.
No, that's right.
And then I met Lydell. I told him that story. He said, yo, well, where's my cut?
Right. Like I tell everyone, if your name is Metcalf and you played at NFL and you were good, we'll take you.
All right. So your pop played for the St. Louis Cardinals and then a year in Washington, right? And that's when you were here for high school, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
you went to Bishop O'Connell.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So as far as I know, that's the only camp I'm related to that would be on that list. Now, I'm not saying we might be related to others in some form or fashion, but he's the only one I know of for sure.
So the other Metcalf in Seattle, we're not sure. DK.
Not sure. I mean, I haven't had time to sit down and get my Alex Haley on research out there.
Well, I tell you, I Googled it and it said that Terrence Metcalf and Eric Metcalf are cousins.
According to Google.
Once again, I'm going to sit down and get my Alex Haley on and go through all these groups.
Well, if you got to claim somebody, DK's pretty damn good. So it's not, you know.
We'll take him. We'll take him. Yeah.
I also found out there's another dude named Bo Metcalf that I've never, he never really, the level of accomplishments is not on par with all the rest of you guys. So we'll leave him off for now.
We'll scratch him then.
Yeah. He played one game for the Colts in 1984.
Nope.
Not him. Not athletic enough.
Eric, thank you for the time, man. This has been a whole lot of fun.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. All right, thank you, thanks, bro. Dude. Take care, man. Now you go grab that drink.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
All right, bro.
Yep. Dude, yep. Eric Metcalf was such a threat with the ball in his hands as a rookie. Went for over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns.
Before all that, 1988, he was U.S. track and field. He won gold medal and all that stuff and that. Duke run.
In Seoul?
No, track and field, not the Olympics. Pull it up.
That's crazy.
You Googling. You just want to find out all the relatives.
Dude, that was crazy. That was fun. Also, hey, P.S., Eric Metcalf's in the Browns Hall of Fame, and he thinks the Skins are going to win this weekend. Just saying. Nobody go anywhere. Things up on a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Maybe I'm going through withdrawals. If you are going through withdrawals and you need a beer, I got just the place. Join Grant and Danny today as they broadcast live from Atlas Brew Works in Alexandria, 2429 Mandeville Lane. Stop by and check out Atlas's 15 taps, dozens of TVs, plus delicious pizza and wings.
Mandeville? It's Louisiana.
Okay, maybe it's Louisiana, maybe it's Alexandria. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to Alexandria tonight. I don't often do that.
Isn't Alexandria a town in Louisiana?
And Egypt.
Wow. So that could be anywhere. But actually, they're in Virginia.
Jeff, do you think they're in Alexandria, Virginia, Louisiana, or Egypt?
Oh, yeah. Odyssey definitely got the bread. They sent them out to Alexandria, Egypt, for sure.
For more information, visit thefandc.com. We nailed that. You're welcome, CK. I don't know what B-Mitch is doing. That was a very weird look in your eye.
He was dancing and stuff. I started love doing his little dance. I got him on tape.
Lanville also wanted me to remind AD that he owes us a victory Monday lunch. That Lanville said it.
It's not what I said.
That is exactly what you said.
You're lying.
And Jeff wants to go to the Ravens game with AD. Should there happen to be a
free
spare
ticket somewhere?
Yeah, is that accurate?
JP is putting everything that he wants to
Front
happen
Street,
for himself.
Baby. You know where we live? Front Street. What are the ticket prices for those Ravens games?
Out of this world.
Yo, also,
the Ravens game. Yeah. Yeah.
Did the Commanders sell this joint out? I know they had tickets. Let's check. Commanders.com. It doesn't appear that there's. I think they sold it out.
If you buy a ticket from them and then you are sort of a verified reseller, you already bought the ticket. You might be selling it at a higher price, but that ticket has sold, so it counts into the sold out.
Yeah, but earlier in the week, they wanted people to go to their website, which leads me to believe they had tickets left.
Okay, gotcha.
Let's see on SeatGeek. That's what their official joint, right?
Yep.
I got to sneeze. Talk.
Phew. There you go.
Sorry.
Came out finally.
Damn, dude, if you want to go to the Commanders game this weekend, I'm on SeatGeek right now. You can get in the door. I mean, you're sitting up top. It's $50. That ain't bad.
Yeah, I think all that in the door and moving down, that ain't happening no more.
Yo, yeah, it's going to get
the consequences
and
of
loud.
Winning.
People used to buy the $50, $60, then sneak on down.
I was one of them.
You ain't sneaking down no more. Oh, we know you were.
Back before my working days, man, But now they don't play. I told you when I tried to go see Greg and
you know they have a lot today.
Yeah, but that's trying to get into the suites. That's different than just trying to sneak down to the 100 level.
But I had a suite ticket for another suite level. Like I was just trying to say hi and bye. Last year it would have rocked.
Stay angling.
Hey Jeff.
Last year it would have rocked.
They got all this now.
Yeah, it's insane. But it's good. It's the consequences of winning.
Yeah. It's a good problem.
NFL went to it completely where you got to have the facial recognition for all the media, plus they could get every fan in there. Boom, boom, boom.
Here's what I'd like to do, Lanville. I'd like to play Jeff's song one more time. We got to wrap up the week for bets. You don't have to play the rejoin if that saves us a minute or so. Jeffrey, what do you got? Heard it here first for the week.
Okay, so the winner of the week this week is Landini sitting at 3-1.
The great Landini. I got 4 wins. He ain't win.
But you got 2 losses as well.
But still, I got 4 wins.
And
so we tie.
The percentage is higher.
Did he go 4-0?
3-1.
He went 3-1.
Mm.
4-2, 3-1. Hey, we tied.
What percentage is higher?
3-1.
Four wins might take that to me. If he was undefeated.
I say it's a tie.
If he was undefeated,
I'm giving him a tie.
It's Landfill. Well,
dude, the only reason why he
tied, nobody wins.
The only reason why he had 4 wins because of a parlay. So
you can't get mad because I got a set.
Bro. I'm telling you, 3-1 is a higher percentage than 4-2.
I don't care 4-2. If you better schedule, they'll
it don't matter because I'm in last place.
And we know it.
I owned out this week. And look, I was asking Landfield before the show. I'm like, hey, so if they were tied at the end of regulation, does that mean
No.
He said, bro. Because I was just trying to get my one win at least for the week.
Bro. No.
I bet the under last night. Yeah. So I'm the worst better of the week.
Yeah. You hard.
I bet against Kirk Cousins and Kirktober. I'm an idiot.
I'm going to let Landfill decide on this one. Wild card Scotty's offering to bring lunch in on Monday. So we'll see. We got to run that by the police. Jeffrey, so introduce your song, brother.
Week 5, let's raise hell. We got a big game coming up this week. Let's win it. Let's raise hell. Let's go in here and back these guys up.
These boys been winning. Salute all the fans repping it on the road. But now, it's time to raise hell. Now they talking about my QB.